Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking with Influence, where you'll hear professional speakers discussing their signature talks and how they educate, motivate, and inspire their audiences around the world. Speaking with Influence is brought to you by the Speakers Guild USA, where we have the perfect speaker for your next event. Visit us at speakersguildusa.com.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from San Diego, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a professional speaker, I'd appreciate you hitting the Tweet This button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 516-595-8125. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. And of course, you can keep up with us via iTunes. Today, my guest is Saifan Plutong, and she's a transformation speaker and coach. She's also the chef and the owner of True Seasons Organic Kitchen. She's a certified gluten practitioner and the co-founder of The Free Pantry and JesusHarvest.live. Saifan offers one-on-one wellness coaching in hopes of sharing her insights on overcoming personal health issues. Through a life-changing process rooted in biblical truths, she will encourage you to take the simple and straightforward steps to become a stronger, healthier you. Her approach to healing can be help reverse chronic health conditions and prevent diseases. With 55-plus years of personal experience in healing, she knows once you give your body the right conditions, your body will heal itself. The journey begins. Unlearn what you've been told and discover for yourself why you're not getting better. Believe the impossible. The chronic conditions that you struggle with can be reversed and your body repaired, rebuilt with strength, and able to prevent any return diseases. The JHL diet is a journey to healing your gut. It is the secret code to unlocking the simple truth of God's design at work. Don't keep doing the same things that you've been doing. If you were going to help you, it would already have made you well. Saifan, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you as my guest today.
It is great to be with you, Deborah.
Yes. So tell us a little bit more how you are taking your restaurant and your, you know, gluten-free practitioner's philosophies and moving that into speaking.
Well, it started back in 2008. I was invited to speak to a group of diabetic and teaching them how to prepare and prep the meal with low GI gluten-free food, and also with my nonprofit that I started about 15 years ago, a lot of elderly that come to the feeding, they have a lot of health issue and they cannot eat most of the food that people donate to them due to their health condition. And that's when I have to customize the food that I bring, so that way they can starving, but they can't eat the food with high sugar because they are diabetic or they have any other health condition. And from then I have to make sure that the food, that even though you donate the food, that they still can consume it and it's good for their health.
So then obviously we're not donating the appropriate types of food.
Well, I think most of the time, they usually get peanut butter and jelly, and they cannot eat that. And also food that usually most of the time it's always corn in a can, and that's not something that they can eat because it's very high in sugar, especially for the diabetic. They, you know, they don't have health insurance, so therefore they have to be extra careful to what they put in their mouth. And then from that, that's when I learned that, you know, food, even though they're starving, they can't consume a lot of stuff that we think it's normal, you know. And I think people that donate food to my pantry, to my nonprofit. They do it out of the goodness of their heart, but they just don't know that those food are hurting the people who cannot afford to, you know, to get sick. Well, none of us can afford to get sick.
No, and as we've spoken before, I know my daughter believes that foods have tremendous healing powers, and that a lot of the health problems that we encounter now as a society come from the overprocessing of food. Is that something that you talk to seniors about as well? The fresh food versus canned food, and finding out how they can. I know my mother's in assisted living, so she goes down to eat at her. She can't make her food herself, so I think sometimes they're in a kind of a tough position there when the food is made for them by the facility that they live in.
Yes, and I'm hoping to change that. You know, I really want to move into, there's so many directions I want to move into, but that is one of something that I want to make change, especially for the elderly, for the senior citizen. And when you don't have the choice, then what do, right? And that's a big issue that I definitely want to be able to work with their assisted living or their retirement home, and, you know, to go in and hopefully that they make the change and it doesn't cost that much more for them to use a better, higher quality food. And, you know, organic food price is coming down now because there's more demand, and the more consumer demand, the manufacturer, you know, they want to make money, so they're going to go where the money is, where people are spending money. And I really believe that we are heading to a good direction compared to before.
Oh, I think so, too. And at my mom's community, they actually let the residents grow their own vegetables there. So I think there's a lot in some of these senior communities. Like you said, things are changing. And people are realizing that food doesn't always agree with our bodies and our physiology and our bodies, and that we do have to look at how we're what we're consuming. Like, you know, I grow vegetables too, so I think that having the senior communities create a vegetable garden and incorporating the seniors could be a really great way to help them understand more about the benefits of food. So are you taking your speaking into those environments to help some of these senior communities understand that they can provide a better diet to their residents?
Yes. I believe that it started before, you know, I hope to be able to catch the mothers or the, you know, what to eat when you are expecting from the beginning, before you even get pregnant, right? And then down to the elderly, because we need them. We need the wisdom. We need what they can give back. And I don't accept it that when you are in your 70, 80, 90, that you're just going to say, oh, because I'm old. I don't accept that, because, you know, the younger generation, they need those, they need the elderly, because how else are they going to benefit? And you need to give back the wisdom that you live all these years. You know, I don't accept that, oh, they are old, memory loss, Alzheimer's, and all that diseases. It's preventable, and I know how they can stop that. And I'm hoping to be able to reach the young generation to the elderly, because we need to combine both together, and then we can win.
And are you looking to reach especially the younger professionals? Because I know that, I'm just taking my example again, my daughter helps us with a lot of decisions about healthy foods. So she follows your philosophy right to a T. We'll have to get the two of you together at some point in time.
Yes.
And she believes that food can heal. So she has literally changed our diet completely from what we were eating to what we're eating now. And is that something that you speak on as well? When you're talking to a younger audience, are you helping to educate them towards how they can be advocates for their grandparents who are living in these communities?
Yes, 100%. I 100% believe food is medicine, but a lot of our food has been, you know, hybridized and changed, but there's still a lot of good left. There really is. And I 100% believe that only food can heal. But you have to know what herbs, you have to know what food, you have to know what not to put in your mouth. And every day when you eat, it's really feeding your gut biome. It's feeding your healthy gut bacteria, because that's what's protecting you and that's what's fighting for you. And so it really is critical of what, you know, of what you are eating. That's really important.
So let's talk a little bit more about your speaking and your advocacy work in this area. What are some of the speaking topics that you present on that we would want speakers, event planners, and meeting planners to know about?
I speak from anywhere from just simple sinus allergies to chronic fatigue to diabetic to cancer. It's really come down to your gut and keeping your gut healthy and strong, because all diseases, as we all know, begin in the gut. So my topic can be acne to teenager, right? Because a lot of time they are putting on medication or birth control pill to control their acne, and there is a way that they can get rid of that without getting on medication. So that's if I talk to a teenager, right? And also if I talk to a corporate business, busy 9-to-5, that don't have time to cook or prep, prepare a meal, and eating out 3 meals a day, traveling, then I teach them how to protect themselves when they are eating out. And I teach them to do when they are out of, you know, in their environment and they're not able to control, or if you're constantly in the meeting and you are hungry, what to do to protect yourself. So it can be simple as family that cook together, or people that's busy living, you know, clocking in and out or in the courtroom. Or some of my clients are doctors, constantly having to wake up at 2 in the morning to go into an operations room. So mainly to protect yourself and what to do and how to do it, because there's still a lot of good out there that you can do it.
And what type of events do you enjoy speaking at, and that you feel you're at your best when you're engaged as a speaker with a specific type of event? What would those events be?
I speak at church. I'm comfortable with that. I also comfortable speaking in a company setting, corporations, when they wanted me to come and speak to their employees, how to prevent from getting cold and flu, and how to, you know, what to prepare each day, because a lot of this company, they want their employee to stay healthy, right? And
that's comfortable for me to show them what they can do. The seven-step program that I show, I speak at school as well, and sometimes I speak at fitness places, yoga place, but I believe that I definitely love talking to the corporate well office, that's a church.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my comfortable. I think I'm comfortable anywhere as long as I get to control my own state, and because, you know, when you give them something that they're eager to learn and they want more,
mm-hmm.
and that just keep you going.
Yes, and I would see that where corporations, you know, it's a lot. When you bring on an employee, you train the employee's doing a really good job for you, you don't want to lose that employee because it means a lot of money that goes kind of with the employee, that knowledge bank and all of that. So I can see where corporations would really be interested in wellness programs. And let's just take a moment here because we're talking about the corporate wellness programs and then church congregations as well, because they're looking out for the best interests of the members of their church and to be able to help people. Because, you know, I know I grew up in religion and my parents were often out on the streets, you know, ministering to, you know, people who live on the streets, et cetera, and they have facilities where they can bring those people in. So being able to give them a really healthy meal that will help them become more confident and want to go out and maybe change their ways. It seems to me that those are two perfect venues for you. Have you been out there, and maybe you can tell us a success story of one of the people that you've spoken with about making a change in their diet and how that worked out for them.
Yes. Well, I for the past 4 years, I've been, you know, I do speaking in a small company, but large company as well, and I also do one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many success stories. If I have to share one that is, well, they all stand out because by the time they come to me, they already try everything else. And most of my clients are very knowledgeable, and they, you know, they know a lot and they have tried every diet out there. And by the time they like, okay, I'm going to go see Chef, like they hoping like this will be the hammer, this will be the last stop. And to see that happen for them in less than a week, and some are as 2 days, or, you know, someone who's been having issue with acid reflux and been on statin drugs for years, and to see that turnaround in 2 days, sometimes I can't even believe it myself, because I always prep mm-hmm. them that, you know, your gut lining heals itself every 3 to 5 days. There's no reason for you not to get well by day 7, or, you know, most of the time I have herbs prepared, but they never made it to the second round of whatever that I wanted them to try, because they usually get well by the first set. For instance, one of my clients, severe IBS with 14 bowel movements a day with bloody stool.
Wow.
And that's been ongoing for almost 10 years. And, you know, for him to heal within a week and to see that happen, it's, you know, but each case, it's always like that. It's always like that. And if I run into my client on the street now, I would not recognize or remember who they are or what their name, but I remember each and everyone's condition and where they were and where they are now. because
it's
usually very painful and severe. And I also help clients with weight loss too, and that's probably the most fun for me because it's easy for me to help with the weight loss. And, you know, instead of like, oh my gosh, stage 4 cancer. And I always ask God to help me too, because, you know, I can only tell them what to eat, what not to eat, how to prep and prepare a meal, how to get their day going. But ultimately, only mm-hmm. God can heal their body.
And so let's take a moment here.
Not me.
Yes, yes, I definitely believe there's a greater power than each of us as well. Right now, let's give some contact information for the people who are listening, how they might get in touch with you to be able to have you come and speak at their church or at their corporation about better wellness for the people around them.
Yes, they can reach me on my website, healingchef.com, or they can call me at my phone number is on my web, 714-349-3894. I also have Instagram, Healing Chef Official, and also Facebook, but the website, healingchef.com, is a good one to visit.
Excellent. And then, so what are some of your immediate goals with your speaking? I know we talked about corporate settings and churches. Are there any specific programs that you are looking to get out there into the community that we want to make the listeners aware of?
I am open to speak anywhere that people are seeking and interested in healing and wellness. And anywhere, I speak at farmer markets. I come to your home. I can do that too, or I can go to your office and businesses. But yes, so anywhere that anyone is interested in healing, wellness, and my teaching is a lot different from, you know, definitely from the conventional, but it's also different from the naturopathic and the homeopathic that you've been, you know, receiving the information. My healing and my coaching is completely different, almost opposite. Like you said, unlearn what you've been told.
And so when you're going into an event and you're working with planners, do you have any special items that you talk to them about when you're wanting to make sure you set the event correctly so that their attendees can get the most as possible? So do you have some sort of a way that you work with planners when you're helping them out?
Yes, I do. I usually bring my own props, and
mm-hmm.
I do have the short video to start before my presentation. And prop is very important to me. If I speak at company or whether it's small or large corporation, I always bring a sample of, let's say, one of the 7 steps that I teach you need to do whole salt. So I bring a little gift bag for the employees and, you know, the company like that. So that way when they leave, they can get started right away. So they have something to start with. I also make my own mineral foot bath because I want, you know, my client to soak your feet every night before you go to bed because you want to get back to your feet that you've been standing on it all day long. But it is the soaking and preparing yourself for healing for bedtime, but it's also the magnesium that I wanted you to get through soaking your feet. So I usually bring a little gift bag of the mineral foot bath. And so they usually get a few things in their little goodie bags to take home, and then they can get started. So that's kind of fun for me to bring and be able to give that out.
Yeah, that's a great idea, not only to be able to teach them some of these newer ways of healthcare, the more natural ways of healthcare, and the ability to eat correctly. I think that's so important, especially now in our society where it's so easy. You know, when we were kids, when I was a kid, we would go to McDonald's, and that would be a really big treat. I mean, my mom made all of our meals for us. But now with everything so hectic and both parents usually working, it's a lot harder to be able to put on those homemade meals. You know, a lot of times maybe they're throwing a frozen pizza into the oven. So it's nice to have someone come out and talk to families and corporate people about different ways to maintain their health that are a lot more natural. Because I think, don't a lot of the supplements or the some of the medications that we are given by our traditional doctors work against our health system at times, right? Our internal system.
Yes. You know, I'm not against medication because it, and I know you're not too, because it did help me during my time of need. And, you know, when you're in pain and you severely suffer and you're in bed and you can't leave the house and you cannot get anything done, then by all means, take the pill, right? But, you know, you want to use that time while you're on the pill to seek another way, because there is another way, and that's what happened to me. I was on 4 heavy medication, but I don't want to keep taking that for the rest of my life, right? If you're in a car accident or if you've broken your bone and you have to take something, then you have to take it, right? But in the meantime, you want to seek, you don't want to take something like that for the rest. We all know that. But some people, to me back then, I have no choice. If I don't take it, I cannot function. I cannot be a mom. I cannot do anything. But I just keep seeking and searching. And there is a better remedy by using herbs and food. And once you heal your gut, all the little thing, all the symptoms, that is not even a major thing. It just disappears, right? Because usually you want to focus on the most severe pain that you want to get rid of. But then you have all this little thing that kind of piggyback on the other pain that you don't even have time to deal with it. But once you heal your gut, all that little thing just vanish, go away. But definitely, you know, those medication taking a long period of time will have the side effects. I was giving more than 30 courses of antibiotics, you know, by the time I was 30. And that's really hurting my body, my healthy gut bacteria. And you hear even some naturopathic would say, you know, once you taking antibiotics, you are doomed for life. I'm like, that's not true. I mean, your body will heal itself, right? I mean, you don't want to keep, definitely, if something happened to me now, I would go another route, right? I would do olive leaf extract. I would do oregano. I would seek other antibiotics to heal, you know, whatever condition. But I also don't believe that once you're taking something, it's going to affect you, because your body repair itself and it will heal, and you're making new cell every day. So now you just have to keep making the good cell to replace, you know, the one that is not so good. So I believe very much in not continue taking those pills for the rest of your life. So you are right on that.
So then we have the opportunity at no matter what age we are to start to reverse some of those health issues?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I see that happen in my own life, and I see that happen in my client life. And, you know, when you give people that little glimpse of hope, mm-hmm. it motivates you to want more. And then you want, just like, you know, I always like when people are so rich, why do they keep building? Why do they keep working? So when your health, it's, you just want to go to the next level, and you want to go to the next level because it is exciting. And I used to live in fear because I was diagnosed with, in my childhood, with early stage leukemia. And I didn't think I was going to live to see my 20, my 30. But, you know, I was living like such a full life with joy. I wasn't worried about dying, right? But now I have a purpose to get this message out because I was living in, even though I was living like fun and joyful life, but that fear of cancer, that fear of dying, it's always there in the back of my head. And now that I know what to do, right, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not fearful anymore. And I, you know, to be fearless is to know how to protect yourself, because we can eat organic all day long, right? We can use essential oil. We can do all the right things, but what about out there, right? We cannot live in a bubble. So the only way to conquer that fear is to know how to protect your gut, how to feed your healthy gut bacteria. And, you know, cancer is in our body. It's in everyone. So whenever I see, oh, I'm cancer-free, I'm like, no, you're not. We all have it. It's just we want to keep it under control. And everything in our body have its place, right? It's about check and balance. You don't want to have overgrowth. We all have candidas, right? But we don't want overgrowth candidas. And so, you know, I used to eat ice cream every day because I'm addicted to sugar. And that's feeding my candidas. And when it's overgrowth, then it's overtaken my body, right? So now it's like if I'm going to have ice cream, I'm going to have ice cream once a week instead of every day. So there's a difference there, right? So for me to live and to be fearless, to not having to be so afraid of getting cancer, it's such a freedom because, you know, if you keep your body alkaline, you already know that, you know, the sickness, the diseases cannot live in alkaline environment. But then you have to keep your stomach very acidic. So that way, whatever you eat, whatever you consume, your stomach acid will annihilate that yeast, mold, and fungus that can come through food, can come through, you know, just like I tell my client, we want to eat organic because we don't want pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, all side that, you know, is being sprayed in our food. But guess what? At 4 o'clock this morning, somebody is out there spraying, you know, school, yard, spraying park, mm-hmm. spraying everything with glyphosate and Roundup. Well, you know, if you keep your body strong, none of that is going to harm you because, you know, our body will protect us, and we're not to live in fear. And to have that knowledge, to know that I can go to any restaurant, I can eat anywhere, because you have to social, right? You have to be with other people. You can't bring your own food into a banquet, you know, or if you go to a wedding. So you do want to enjoy life. But that's not something you do every day, right? You don't go to a wedding every day. You don't go to function and event every day. So I believe that if you're protecting yourself at home or, you know, so when you are out and about, that little pieces of meat or fruit or whatever that is not organic, it's not going to hurt you because your stomach is going to annihilate it. It's going to kill off whatever that foreign that's coming into your body. And for me to have that power, to have that knowledge, to take that extra step of knowing what to do to protect myself, it is a gift that money cannot buy.
Yes, and that, I think, is the perfect way to end our conversation today. I think what you're doing is remarkable. I hope that we can find corporations and communities like the spiritual community to have you come in and really show them how eating well is really the best way to live longer. So I really appreciate you giving me the time today to find out more about your speaking business and how you help people heal themselves through using natural foods. It's just been remarkable to get to know you better, Seyfon. It's been an enjoyable interview. I've loved having you as a guest.
Thank you, and I am delighted.
Yes, it's my pleasure. So that is the show for this week. You can join me each Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you're a speaker and you'd like to share your passionate message with my listeners here at Speaking with Influence, feel free to contact me. My number is 760-685-1960, or send me an email, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at speakersguildusa.com. And until next week, I hope you have a very safe and prosperous week.
Speaking with Influence is brought to you by Speakers Guild USA, where we have the perfect speaker for your next event. Visit us at speakersguildusa.com.